This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday assailed Republican-led states, pushing to tighten voting rules, calling it an unfolding assault on liberty. Republicans say they're tightening voting rules so that no election fraud occurs in the future and that Americans can have confidence that votes are fairly counted. But Biden, in perhaps the most emotional speech of his six-month presidency, contended that the 28 laws already adopted in 17 states, quote, make it harder for Americans to vote. Without naming his predecessor, Biden rebuked former President Donald Trump for his continuing claims that he was cheated out of another four-year term in the White House by voting and ballot counting fraud in last November's election. The big lie, Biden said, is just that, a big lie. His audience, gathered at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, applauded. Biden called again for the Senate to pass voting rights legislation already approved by the House of Representatives. It would nationalize congressional and presidential election rules. That would override the newly enacted state restrictions that Biden and Democratic lawmakers say would especially inhibit voting by minorities who most often vote for Democrats. In a related story, more than 50 Democratic members of the Texas legislature defied calls for their arrest on Tuesday, a day after they fled Texas to thwart efforts to pass voting restrictions. They came to Washington, D.C. and said they would stay to push for federal voting reform. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, has vowed to arrest the lawmakers who left the state on Monday. Their departure denied the state legislature the quorum required to approve the voting limits. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.